I'm Chanel Scott, the queen of relationship talk.
I'm Josh Powell, two-time NBA champion.
I've journeyed from trauma to healing.
From the NBA to family, I've learned what really matters.
We've come together to unlock the secrets of successful relationships.
One conversation at a time.
One conversation at a time.
Welcome to Relationships Matter. I'm Chanel Scott.
And I am Josh Powell.
And we have some amazing guests with us today. We have Sean and Jessica Dime Williams. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Of course, we've been anticipating you guys joining us here on the show, and we're just going to jump right into it. We're going to ask the house question. And what we want to know, just to start this conversation off, is why does relationship matter to you? And I'll ask Sean first.
Relationships matter to me. That's a big part of life to me, relationships. According to your relationships, you can kind of gauge how far you're going to go in life. You can't go too far by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You need other people with you.
Yeah.
Good, great relationships to take you further.
How important is it to have a good wife by your side?
Oh, it's very important, dog. I feel like you get every emotion having that, you know, because sometimes being single be fun, but you know, when you get kind of older, you know, everything, because men, we kind of stale. Sometimes we just creatures of habit, and it kind of just, we'll just get into this one thing and just die slow. But when you got a wife, dog, she keep that spark going. You know what I'm saying? She challenges you, you know what I mean? Pushes you, you know what I mean? Give you something other than all the earthly things to, you know, to look forward to.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jessica, why does relationship matter to you?
Relationships matter to me because that has been pretty much has shaped my life, my relationships. Like, from birth, your relationship with your mom, your relationship with your father, I didn't have any siblings, so I didn't get that relationship. But to me, your relationships, whether it's what we call romantic, mm-hmm. or it's platonic, mm-hmm. or whatever, it still shapes you and molds you into the person that you need to be, because you have to learn how to deal with other people and their feelings, being considerate of other people. And it all comes into a relationship, and it's part of marriage as well.
And meeting her, a powerful woman who's still dreaming big. Like, she feel like she hasn't even scratched the surface to where she want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the process of recreating ourselves. So sometimes, you know, making it and trying to be successful, you got to be a little selfish. So a little selfishness going in that. Me having played in the NBA for so long, I kind of understand that. You know what I'm saying? I understand she has to focus. She has to leave and be kind of selfish with her career if she want to go and make it, you know, far as she want to make it. So I feel like it's easy for me to put her first. It's very easy for me to put her first and kind of put my feelings, you know.
Because you understand.
Because I understand. Gotcha. I have a different understanding of it because what I done been through, you know, and how it shaped me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, mm-hmm. right. And what about for you, Jeff?
I feel like we already knew each other. I already knew him as the big Sean Williams, like, mm-hmm. from where we from, he's big as it gets. So, I mean, I don't have difficulty putting him first. Like he said, I just feel like Sean has gotten to, you know, is other than an NBA championship, being a basketball player, being in the NBA is the
epitome.
Yeah, that's high as it goes.
Yeah.
And I feel like with me, I'm still working. So it's kind of like he said, it's kind of hard for me to focus on just my career and not have my family in it. You know what I'm saying? So I have to put my family first because they the ones who keep me going. They the whole reason why I'm doing it still. Because mm-hmm. I could have said, when I married him, I could have just said, okay, I'm married to Sean now. Mm-hmm. I don't got to do nothing else. Mm-hmm. Could I not?
Yeah.
I could, but it's just about still having a legacy, mm-hmm. along with his, mm-hmm. to give our kids and pass on and pass down.
Talk about how you guys met.
Oh, wow. We would have to go so far back.
Please do. Wow. By all means, please do.
This is about y'all saw it on TV is not when it first happened.
Yeah, see, we want to know the real story.
It's a long, it's far
long
back.
Story, man. The craziest thing about it, my mama taught me in honors English as a freshman in high school. Wow. So I went to school in South
in the ninth grade.
In the ninth grade.
I wasn't at the school, though.
She went to Whitehaven. Mm-hmm. You know, she said she would never went to a school her mama teach that. So we in South Memphis, which is quote unquote the hood, you know what I'm saying? But it still was a good, you know, a great school, Hamilton High. You know, we had a rich tradition there, and Whitehaven had a rich tradition too. Mm-hmm. So one day,
both on Elvis Presley. So that's like a very long street in Memphis. So my school was on this side of Elvis Presley. His was on the hood, kind of like the more hood side. So keep going. Because I know what he finna say next. Because I was...
One of my teammates, Dustin Richmond, because we used to have study hall, we already had like a college type of setup. We had to leave school. We got 30 minutes at 2:15 to get back to study hall. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to go get something to eat, you know. So we were kind of like carpool or whatever. But one day we come out one day, my partner Dustin had... he was talking to this girl, you know what I'm saying? I guess it was his girlfriend. It's his baby mother now.
Crystal, yeah, my friend.
And they was all in the car, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't notice her yet, you know. But it's like when he came from the car, I was like, who was that? And they was like, man, Krista. Then I look and I seen her. I was like, damn, I ain't never seen nobody this fine in my life. I'm like, who was the other girl? My partner said, Bird? You talking about Bird? I'm like, yeah, that pretty girl, bro. I said, I ain't never. I'm like, God damn, bro. Like, I was infatuated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you see a pretty woman. Now, I done seen to everybody from my neighborhood. We in a probably 3-4 mile radius. So I done seen to everybody. Mm-hmm. But I seen her with this mole. She just glowing. Got her feet kicked up in the wonder. I don't know if y'all was a PT Cruise.
What was it, my PT Cruise?
I'm still walking at this time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm who I am. You know what I'm saying? But I just know a beautiful woman when I see one. I'm like, man, this girl is beautiful. So from that day, it's like she just used to cross my mind all the time. But I think I ended up getting your number.
Yeah,
like,
you got my number.
I ended up getting your number, but I was so shy.
Yeah, it wasn't really much. It was just kind of like, you know.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, it was kind of shy like, acting. I was like, what's up with him? You know, I'm just like, you know, what's up? But we always kept in touch. Like, over the years, even after you got out of high school, I got out of high school, and you went on to college. We ended up both at University of Memphis. Then I only went to college that 1 year, though.
1 year.
Yeah, so I was there before, and then I kind of went my separate way from college. But then you went to the league.
You skipping something, because I used to call you. I used to be like, damn, I don't got nothing to talk about. I don't really know what to say.
He said he was going
to
buy me a phone.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm
telling you. It was a mess.
Because I had a girl from this school at this time, but she she hit me so hard. I was like, damn, that girl beautiful. I used to think about this girl all the time. I'm in love. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know what to say to her, how to say it. But as time kept going on, I started getting a little more confident with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm telling her, like, look, I'm going to buy you a little creeper phone, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to call you on that design and all this stuff.
I had a job at working at the airport for my family barbecue place, and he'd pull up on my brakes, and I'd come outside and kick it, you know, stuff like that. So we just always remind
you. We used to always bump into you at the club all the time.
At the club. I see you at the club. If we see each other at the club, though, we probably going to end up meeting up after that. Yeah. Because it was the type of thing, and I'm just being honest, I'm married and I can do that. It was the type of thing with him where even when I had like a little guy friend or something, if he called, I was going to go. You know, like he was like my crush. He was somebody that I really, really liked. So yeah, I
didn't care with me having a girl. I didn't care if she called my phone or what. I really didn't care. I used to give him my real number.
I did.
But I used to be like, damn, I'm tripping. I see the phone around, I'm like, damn, this bird. I walk out. Doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was my partner, my friend. Like,
yeah.
My whole time, I mean, I was in a relationship, she was always there. Like, I used to always call her to go to the club, to ride around. When I got a car, like when I went to the league, she came, when I was at the Pacers, she came to the first summer league in Orlando.
In Orlando.
You know what I'm saying? Coming right after the the combine where you got to go live and do your drug tests or whatever, but we ended up playing summer league down there. She came there, you know what I mean? So I used to always have her around. When I come to Memphis for the summer, this is who I used to go get every day. Not even on no sex thing, though. We was friends.
Just so cool.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She had a vibe that I like. You know what I'm saying? We just get in the backseat. I let my homeboy drive us around all day. And we used to smoke weed or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Drink, get shit. Patron.
Patron.
Drink the whole bottle. Yeah.
Patron and Moet.
So at what point did you know this was your wife?
Hold on. Don't answer that yet, son. We're going to answer that when we get back. Relationships matter. Relationships matter.
Relationships matter. Welcome back to Relationships Matter. So before we went to break, Sean, I was asking you, at what point did you know Jessica was your wife?
Man, I've been knew Jessica was my wife, man, long time ago. I just knew I couldn't play with her. You know what I'm saying?
That's what took you so, because I was going to ask you, yeah, you guys were seeing each other over time.
All these years.
Yeah, and
I even don't know.
We had some toxic incidents. Not toxic, she's very emotional. Like, she wouldn't let me play with her. You know what I mean? Like, I knew when I was going to the NBA, when I was getting drafted, I knew what I was going to do. Point blank period. I wanted to experience the NBA, you know, and Jessica, if I try to pull some bull, it wasn't going to, she would have buzzed my one. And she would have hated me right now. She would have probably hated my guts, you know, because like I said, we went to summer league 1 year. I took her down and we ended up getting into it there. That's when I kind of knew. Cause I almost got put out the hotel in summer league because she beat this girl up. She beat this girl because we was friends. So we was down there trying to, I'm like, come on, we're going to come down there. Let's experience everything. You know what I mean? Woo-doo-woo, let's have a wine dang doodle. She was like, okay, I'm going to pick him. I'm like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. I said, well, you pick him then. So we going, me, my agent, we go to the club, get a table and a booth. So I'm sitting, I'm really amped the whole night. I'm like, yeah, it's going to go down. And this other girl, you know. So the night get to going by, you know, in Orlando, kind of close early, like 1 or 2. Now I get to going by. She know everybody. I'm like, what's up with her? I don't like her. Yeah. I'm like, what's up with her then? I don't like her neither. I'm like, you don't like nobody. So next you know, they didn't cut the lights. So I'm like, man, I'm finna pick somebody. So I get this girl. I'm like, this girl named Buns. You probably know her. You probably heard of her. Her name was Buns. I'm like, hey, such and such, I got a room. Come on, me and my girl, such and such. She's like, okay, she cool with it. But we getting up and walking out the club, Bird like, because I call her Bird too. I call her Bird, not Bum, but I call her Bird. Bird like, I don't like that bitch. She got me, she ain't coming up here. I'm like, what you mean she ain't coming up here? I already gave her the address to the room, and the room number and everything. So I'm like, man, she on the way. So I'm still young at this time, young in the brown. I'm thinking it's going to happen. I'm like, man, come on up. Let up. You know, we're in the Embassy Suites with the divided room. We got the front room and the back room. So I let the girl in, I go in the back, and I sink them tears in her eyes, because when she get in, when she cry, about to run. You know what I'm saying? Run fast as you can. Get so far where she scares me when she cry. I see her throat getting heavy. She was like, you done got this bitch up here and woo in this room. She can't stay in this room. So I'm like, all right, because I was high-headed too. I'm like, all right, I'm finna go get another room. So I go downstairs, tell my agent to meet me downstairs. They meet me downstairs, I get another room right quick. Man, he meet me at the front. I told him, we weren't at that front desk. 2.5 seconds, I'm just sitting like right here facing the front desk, and all I hear is bing, the elevator door come open. I heard a bing, and the elevator door come up. This girl come out running, Sean, her all over her head. This ghetto ass girl didn't beat me up. She done beat this girl up there. Then beat her.
Mouth was too smart. Thought she was doing something.
I don't think she said nothing.
She did.
Because she wasn't she even outraced.
She did. So you going to tell me I'm lying?
I wasn't.
You said she wasn't outraced. What you say?
She wasn't outraced.
Okay.
She was
another
the other race.
The other race, man.
Now, why you do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that wasn't going to work. That's not who I picked. That was the agreement I picked.
She picked.
Don't get frustrated and just go to picking and think I'm going to just agree. That wasn't the deal.
Man, she beat that girl up.
That wasn't the D. I'm sorry, but she had this little smart mouth. You know how girls are when they feel like, oh, she probably don't like me, but he like me. You know how girls will be, feel like they doing something. So I had to do something.
In my head, I don't think she said no. I just think Bird came out that back room. When I said, I'm going to get that room, she heard that thing. Chloe went up there and just Peter wrote.
I wouldn't dare just fight nobody because. I think she definitely said something.
I think she Peter wrote this girl. She
I definitely Peter wrote her, but it was because she said something.
I would never talk to you again. It's the first time. We ain't played one Summer League game yet.
Toodaloo.
My agent, man, he turns up. He was like, we finna get kicked out of Summer League, bro. You ain't even played a game in the NBA. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, damn. I just let the girl go and leave. I ain't chase her outside or nothing. I was like, ooh, she gone. She out the hotel. I went back upstairs. She was in there. She was crying a little bit, but mad. Like, man, you got me just cussing me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, golly.
So that's basically.
That's when I knew. I said, man, I'm in this league. Ain't nobody finna tell me how I'm finna live at this point. I'm high-headed. My head is this big. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna experience every part of the league that I can. And I knew I wasn't gonna be able, because she was gonna hate me and she was gonna probably kill me, man.
Wow. that's messed up.
So I then knew she was my wife, you know, and because and another reason why, we used to have unprotected sex. She's the only girl I ever did that with.
Wow.
You feel me? And I never cared if she got pregnant. That's how I knew I liked her. You know what I'm saying? Other women, like in the streets when I was living fast, I always, you know what I'm saying, protected myself, even though I didn't like throw myself no party. Like, I wasn't no horn dog type dude. You know what I'm saying? I always knew I had value to myself, but yeah. I always practiced safe sex. But with her, it was never that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Definitely was that.
Why do you think for some of us it takes that amount of time? Because when you look back, do you feel like you missed something? Do you feel like that's something that you needed to do? Because I feel like this is going to help somebody.
I feel like it's something I with her, whoever was in that spot, in that seat at that time was going to get that. That's what they was going to get. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing that was going to stop me from doing that. I wanted to experience it. You know what I'm saying? And I was coming to the league. Steven Jackson, Jamal Tennis, a lot of people on that team, like a lot of superstars on that team. And I just wanted to really experience the NBA life because I went to school in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, like I said, I always value myself. So I really never just hold myself around like that. You mm-hmm. feel what I'm saying? So I was like, I'm out of town now. I ain't in my backyard. I can play, you know what I'm saying? I can play ball for real, you know? So I just was wanted to have fun and have experience.
But you know what? If we're going to be honest, I feel like he was, when he got to the league, while he said, like, I want to experience it, you have to understand you was in a long relationship too.
Yeah.
So when you in a long relationship like that throughout high school, then you finally get to out of it and you on the road and she probably can't be around or in the same city. Yeah, you want to wild out, but that's not because I wasn't, you didn't think you could do it to me. It's because that's what you was used to for so long.
No, I'm just telling you the truth. I knew you wasn't a robot. You know what I'm saying? I knew.
So he knew she was going to
deal with
accept it. Accept it or tolerate it.
Not even accept it. It's just not even saying she was going to accept it. It just be like.
Her reaction probably wouldn't be the same reaction I would give.
Right.
I'm scared of her reaction to certain stuff.
Right.
So that keep a man honest when you got a little fear in you.
But I had a question for you. So you said you always knew Jessica was going to be your wife, but you was also in a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. So how, like, did you do that? And this is like an aha moment, I think, for women, because mm-hmm. so often we take it personal
mm-hmm.
because maybe, like, there was someone else, mm-hmm. right? And that's who he chose to be in a relationship with at that time, even though his heart was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of women personalize that and think, is something wrong with me? When in fact, he was just in a different space
mm-hmm.
at that particular time. And you said whoever sat in that seat, that's what they was going to get. So he really did you a favor in a sense.
Well,
in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you look, I'm with you on it. I know, like, wow, loud. You do that, it's going to be, we're going to give you a party for real.
She got the whole experience too. She got, because I, like, one that's why I know I love her, because I always wanted her to make it, mm-hmm. with me or without me. Whatever relationship she was in, like the dude she used to previously mess with, all of them I knew. We was friends. Not best friends. I'm telling the truth. Like, we was like...
Because Memphis so small. Everybody know everybody.
And I'm Sean Williams in Memphis. I played ball, so I used to come to the game. They was fans of me, and I, a couple of them, I knew where they worked at, what their job was, and they was kind of in the streets here mm-hmm. and there, and I knew them through the streets, because it's all small, but we wasn't best friends. Like, never. That, I wasn't on no crosshouse stuff like that. But I always knew because I used to support her in them relationships. You know what I'm saying?
It was always cool.
You know what I'm saying? I used to support her. I used to be like, man, I'm happy for you. Just like when I figured out she was an entertainer and she got away from Memphis. I was so happy just because she made it out of Memphis.
I'm like that.
You know what I'm saying? I was just happy. I was, man, happy for her. So when I'm playing for New York at the time, I think we're taking trips to Miami. We probably go to Miami twice a year in the league on the East Coast. If you were the East Coast team, every time I used to get down, I used to call her. Mm-hmm. Where you at? Put your clothes on, though. You ain't got to dance with me. You ain't got the money. Whatever. You can just come kick it with me for the night. Let's just go have some fun. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
So when we get back, man, I want to touch on that. You know what I'm saying? Just that dynamic and overcoming a lot of things, because I know everybody, even you, have to overcome mm-hmm. being with an athlete, and he's got to overcome being with an entertainer. So I think that's beautiful, you know what I mean, to be able to talk about what that felt like for both of you. So when we get back, relationships matter. Relationships matter.
Oh. Relationships matter. Oh. Welcome back to Relationships Matter. So Sean and Jessica, talk to us about how you overcame the stigma of Jessica being in the being an entertainer, a dancer, mm-hmm. and Sean being a professional athlete, and you know what comes along with that. How did you guys overcome that?
Well, I feel like love a big part of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's how I start understanding that I love this girl. Mm. You know, when it run deep to where I don't judge her, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. about nothing she did, or no skeleton in her closet. And like she always would tell people, I already knew the tea on her. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It's nothing like getting with your friend. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying off camera, the foundation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We used to kick it, just chill. But that just let me know I love this girl a little more and a little deeper.
And then you knew the character of the person, right? You didn't meet her as a dancer. He already knew you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he knew me so, before I even thought about
yeah,
being
so you
a
already
dancer.
Knew the character of the person. So what about you, Jessica? How did you overcome, like, the stereotype of being with an NBA ball player?
Well, it was a foundation because I already knew what type of person he was. I knew he was a loyal person. Mm-hmm. You know, he has his faults, but I saw him keep his long relationship. I saw him constantly always check on me, be my friend, pull up on me, fly me out. And we developed a friendship over time. And another thing, when he came into my life as far as, like, when I got on TV, I could have been like, nah, you know, it's a little late, you know, you NBA. But the way he came to me, mm-hmm. I knew he was serious.
How did he
came to me asking me, first of all, he was just blowing my phone up. And then I was just like, but mind you, I'm on TV now. So I have the attitude to where Sean's still my friend. I still mess with him. But now I can't be a side chick. Or not even necessarily a side chick, but I can't creep off with you because it'll get out. Like, right. I don't want that on my name mm-hmm. when I'm in this position. And I said, I ain't going to deal with you because I know you got a girl. I said, I just don't want to deal with it right now, Sean. And he was like, I'm not in my relationship no more. And I'm by myself. Yeah. So I was like, hold up, what you say now? What happened to y'all? You know, I'm just like, you know, because that's my friend. I want to know what happened. So, you know, he explained to me what happened, da-da-da-da. And he told me, he was like, just pull up on me. And I pulled up on him in Memphis. I was in town, actually.
No, you humbugged me.
I humbugged him the first night. Because I didn't know. You didn't tell me about the breakup the first night. So I was like, he still messed with her. I ain't finna be pulling up on him. And then the next day, when I woke up, he was still calling. So I was like, what do Sean want? So
he got me. I done went and got my nails done.
He just was cut. Like, he thought we was got going out.
I'm just sitting back in the road right now. I'm at my mama's house. I got my mama a crib in Cordova. I'm waiting on her to pull up out there. I got a house in Mississippi at this time, too. But that was the house that me and the ex was staying in. And we just had a terrible breakup. It was a toxic breakup. We really just grew apart and it was over with. Mm-hmm. And like you say, it was really a match made in heaven, because the way we broke up and the stuff that was going on, you know what I'm saying, to protect people. I'm not going to speak too deep in it, but I was riding down the street in the Rolls Royce with her cousin.
The ex-cousin.
The ex-cousin. Finna go take the ex-cousin down.
I wasn't over in the picture, y'all.
We didn't get built a 2-9. You know, we get built a 2. You feel me? We do certain stuff, but, man, luckily, this girl had billboards for her hairline called, what was it, Pink Peach Collection? Mm-hmm. So it's like, God, my grandma or something came to me in the spirit or something and said, just look up. I look up. I said, damn. I said, what am I thinking about? I'm tripping. Let me go get my girl. This is supposed to be my girl. Anyway, I'm really out this relationship. This is supposed to be my girl. My Peter, you turn in the road. I said, I looked at the other guy. I'm going to drop you all back out of the house. Man, it's time for you to go.
So it was your billboard.
I had billboards all over Memphis when I started my hairline, like the big ones on the expressway. So you couldn't help but see them. So I guess that's what stopped him from taking Dolph, the cousin down.
Me and Dolph from the same neighborhood. So she had him right by where Dolph got murdered.
Right on top of it.
Mm-hmm. She had one as soon as you got on the expressway right there. I didn't see that one that day about a cookie shop, but I got on the expressway right there on Airways. And I went, and some just told me to look up. And I looked. I said, damn. I said, what am I thinking? Like, you're going backwards. Like,
he's blowing me up. I'm like, what?
Wow. And I called her. I'm like, where you at? She was like, I'm in Memphis. I said, you lying. I said, you lying. Because I'm knowing.
Because I'm living here.
She's living in Atlanta at this time. I'm like, she like, yeah, I'm in Memphis. I'm like, for real? I might pull up on me. You know what I'm saying? She's like, all right. She like, I ain't got time to be playing with you now. She in so much of a different space. I might pull up.
I was in a different space.
So I went to the house, waited. Not when it got fresh and everything, really waited. I just wake up on the couch with my clothes on. I said, she ain't pulled up. I'm so mad. I blow up that morning. So she picked up the phone that morning. I'm like, man, don't play with me like that, dog. Don't do that. Don't never play with me like
See,
that.
See, he just felt like I should come. That's the type of relationship we had. I said, I got to
talk to you anyway. I'm trying to see. I'm like, you must got a boyfriend. She's like, nah, I ain't got no boyfriend. So I'm still thinking she flies. I said, I'm like, where you at now? She said, I'm with my assistant.
Yeah, Nikki B.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, meet me at Superior then. She was like, all right, we down the street from Superior. So we ended up meeting at Superior. I pull up, I see her assistant.
Superior's a clothing store in Memphis.
I'm just going to go get some more clothes. I'm like, we finna go dating for some weeks. So I pull up. I ain't waste no time, though. I ain't waste not a time. I said, I don't have time to waste.
Man. Like, soon as I got in the car.
I said, she got out that car. She got in the car with me. I looked at her manager. I said, you can go ahead. She with me. So when I closed that door, she closed that door. I pulled off. I turned right on the street. I said, hey. You got a boyfriend? She's like, no. I said, where you stay? She's like, in Atlanta. I said, who stay in the house with you? Nobody. I said, ain't no boys or nothing. Been no niggas been over there. She's like, no. I said, you want a family? She was like, I swear to God.
I promise y'all this is what happened.
I said, you want a family? She was like, yeah. I said, you want kids? She was like, yeah. What about me? She was like, I've been wanting about you. I said, all right, dude, that's what we do. I said, I can come down there and stay with you in your house. She was like, yeah. Like, ain't no dudes or nothing to be no. I said, you tell me the truth, but they got the role. But I said, you can tell me. Like, I promise you, I ain't not stay by myself.
I was by myself.
I said, all right, well, I'm going back to Atlanta with you. I was like, I'm going to take you over my house because my ex had moved out and all this. So I'm going to take you over my house, show you where I stay at. And I'm going to be out here too. So I took her over there. We going there. That's when I knew she was serious too, because I'm going in there. We going to my house in Mississippi. I just get freaky, right? I'm like, I'm like, come here. She, you know, so sexy to me. She always been sexy to me. And I'm just like, I'm happy. Because, you know, it's a different feeling to be happy in your house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Being unhappy in the house, dog, you probably don't want to experience nothing to do nothing. But when she came in there, my happiness came back. I tried to take her there. She was like, nigga, you ain't finna touch me in here, not in this house, somewhere else. I was like,
okay. Look, girl.
She ain't
All right, don't worry about it. Come on, we just finna chill out then. But I'm going back with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he came back to, we drove back to Atlanta in the Rolls Royce.
Had a wreck.
In the Rolls Royce?
Mm-hmm.
My friend, because I used to swear I had these neighborhood chauffeurs.
And it might have wrecked us in the car.
Man, we get in the back seat, we driving.
It was still driving, but when he did the wreck though, but we went to Atlanta and we haven't left each other since.
Wow.
But once he... I didn't have no idea he was going to propose or nothing like that. Like, there was nowhere near in the book. I mean, even though he asked me that when we first got in the car, I didn't know how quick that was going to be.
Right.
So, I just didn't... When he proposed to me in Jamaica, that's when I knew. Even though it's crazy to say, that's just when I knew. Because he ain't never did that for nobody. Mm-hmm. So, I just knew. I was like, okay.
You never married prior to Jessica, right?
Never.
So when he proposed, I was like, oh, he is really serious with me. I really got my man.
Wow.
So that's what I was like, okay. And it's somebody I like, you know.
Ain't that important?
Yeah, because, you know, some girls just be, you know, trying to get a check and,
yeah,
you know. So I'm just like, I really like this. This is him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I liked her, too, because she never... When I went to the league, she never asked me for money. Never.
I did.
Like, that's one of the biggest turnoffs to a league dude when a girl think they can, like, the new generation, no knock on them, but that's what they think is about charging. You're going to run off so many good men because all you got to do is stay down. You ain't got to ask for nothing. We so generous and nice, we're going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give it to you if we like you. You know what I'm saying? We fool with you and like you. We're going to do whatever we want to do for you. Without you asking, we're going to take you to the best restaurant. We're going to wine and dine you. Shoes, bags, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Money, whatever. Mm-hmm. But just don't ask. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when y'all not in that space.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because how would you feel if he asked you?
Right. Absolutely.
Don't ask me. The class is about stuff like this. Like we had to go to rookie transition program. We had to be somewhere for 3 days from 8 in the morning to 8 at night. And they teach us how to say no. They teach us what people to watch out for, girls. So you kind of get trained and programmed. You know what I'm saying? So certain stuff, a person can be genuine. But if they say the stuff these folks taught us to look out for, we'll be like, nah, I ain't finna be with this person. You know what I mean? So when we get back, relationships matter.
Relationships matter.
Welcome back to Relationships Matter. So we have Sean and Jessica Don Williams here. And Sean, I have a question. So even though you knew Jessica was your person, right? Now that you guys have been married for how many years?
Six.
For 6 years. Going on 7 years. Do you still feel the same level of enthusiasm as you felt before you guys tied the knot?
It's never really a dull moment with her. You know what I mean? If it's... Because she get mad. She's a bossy woman. You feel what I'm saying? She a powerful woman. You know what I mean? She got great character. It's never a stale moment with her. Like, she really got that fire in her. So, it just make it great for me. You know what I mean? And I don't know if she can say the same with me because I'm just a straightforward. Sometimes I might be boring. Like, she'll tell me sometimes, you don't want to do enough. You just want to sit around and do this. You know what I'm saying? But I'd be really waiting on her. Tell me what to do. Then come on, I'm going to do it with you. You feel me? But I never so lose no flame or none of that. You know what I mean? I stand on my marriage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I understand how important it is. I understand how important marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I took that step and got on my knees and told her, you know what I'm saying, to be my wife, I already knew I had in my mind programmed. I knew it was going to be adversity, but I knew not to mix adversity with happiness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I always want to just keep working towards something, looking towards the future.
So I got to backtrack this a bit. What took you so long? Like, what took you so long?
I just told you. I knew, like, if you...
Because you was in another... It wasn't like you were single.
Right.
You wasn't single.
Mm-hmm. I was more loyal.
Okay.
You know, because it's a person I started with in high school, being loyal.
And that's one of the things that's attractive to me, mm-hmm. the loyalty. Because I knew why, you know.
You ain't hearing me. Yeah. I knew why.
He always say that, but still,
Because I would have did some crazy. If okay, I'm just going to give you an example. You know where I stayed at. I stayed in Indiana on 96th Street on the lake. You get some pictures or you end up pop, because I know the type of person you is. You would have popped up. You know what I mean?
I would have been already there.
But if I would have tried to shake you or spin you to go home, I would have lived there for a little while.
But the thing is, I'm that girl.
Kill me.
I've always been that girl. I'm that girl, and I've always been that girl. So I just feel like if we had of gotten together then, it may have been rough a little bit, but I just feel like you would have realized sooner or later that I'm that girl, and I'm going to always be that girl. So you would have known, hold up, let me just, this my wife right here. Let me, this who need to be going through this with me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, once you would have got with me, and yeah, we probably would have had a few arguments or ups and downs if I would have caught you or pulled up or did something like that, but you wouldn't even did that because you would have realized I'm that girl.
No, I would have been in fear of you. Like, I would have been scared. But you, I would have been like, shit.
The things that they chase in the league... All the things that they chase in the league and stuff like that, like the guys that whatever they chase, I was that girl. So it's just like,
did you feel a way? I gotta ask you, did you feel a way because he didn't at the time? I respect your decision as to why you did.
Why you did?
Because you didn't want to play with her, and you didn't want to, like, you could have ruined it. You don't know, because you still wanted to get whatever that was out of your system, and so you waited, and that was very unselfish of you to do. But then I understand as a woman, like, if you know, you like, I know you want to get that out your system, but I want us to be together,
like I said,
now.
I don't
wanna wait. Like, yeah, like, why we waiting, and we'll work through it, even though I understand you, like, you know her, you know she would turn
I
up.
I feel like things could have, like, I feel like if he would have just gave me a chance, I feel like things, I could have worked through things with him.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it's as bad. I don't think it would have been as bad as he's making it to be.
She went on more trips with me than the person I was with. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just, it was loyalty came in there too, because the person I was with, we came from high school together, kind of had a
relationship. What's your advice?
My advice is be friends first. You know, become friends first.
So if it's an NBA player or finna go to the league or football or whatever, he finna be an actor or whatever he finna do. And he like a girl. And he feel like the girl is not gonna understand him wanting to be all out here, I guess. Is that what you say? Or live life, or...
Well, I would say, given what you know now, if you had it to do all over again, would you have made the same decisions that you made? Would you have done it the same way?
Even though she would extend the grace she say. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Become friends first, because I have a different type of feeling for her. And just experiencing all that life and letting her go around and getting her experience of life out too, because it didn't have to be me acting a fool. I could have acted a fool with her and she would have got mad and probably, you feel what I'm saying, did something on me, probably would have hurt me worse than I could have ever hurt her, because y'all know women hurt men, it hurt a man. We had to take our heart out. We had to have a triple bypass heart surgery. Y'all do half of the stuff we do. But now I feel like, let everybody experience life a little bit. Build a foundation. Have a friendship. Because I feel like the marriages that worked, they probably was friends first. A lot of people was friends first. She already knew a lot of stuff about me. She knew how I sleep, how my breath smell, how my feet look. You know what I'm saying? All the stuff that you have to learn about a new partner when you just meet them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And being married 6 years, going on 7, it's still work. You understand what I'm saying? Because she's more, like, now than then, she's way more stern. You know what I mean?
Am I?
She's stern.
You don't do nothing to be, for me to be stern,
yeah,
man.
Nah, you stern. You demand your respect. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You demand fair treatment, you know. I do too, you know, but
she's just a stern lady, like I said, and I have a little fear down there. You know what I'm saying? A little fear is good for a man to have. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't scared of nobody, you will go do anything. You know what I'm saying? If a man ain't scared of you as a woman and think you a robot or something like that, he'll walk all over you.
I think not just fear, but value. Because there's a difference in wanting and desiring a person and valuing them. You can want her, but you can still go and do whatever you do, but when you are afraid to lose her,
that's value.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm not going to jeopardize that for nothing. Mm-hmm. Right. You know?
Right.
So.
That's fact. That's
and I mean, and maybe it could be even then he valued the friendship so much that he was like, I'm not even going to try to be in a relationship with her right now because I know that I'm not ready to be who she needs me to be.
Mm-hmm. And when we took that little break from talk, the longest we ever not talk for like a year or something or two.
But he got mad because I didn't catch a flight out to L.A.
No, that was, I got mad that what happened in Miami in front of the Grand Beach Hotel.
Oh, when I cussed your friend out?
And you was crying because I used to hate to see her cry. I used to hurt her feelings a
little
bit. I don't
know why I cussed him out, though.
I don't know why, but.
Oh, I think the boy was saying something to me or something. I don't know. He was saying something to me I didn't like, but.
Yeah, my partner Big Hurt said something, but she cussed me out. So heavy cussing me out. I'm like, come on. I said, you know, I got to quit her very feelings, dog, because I love, I value her. You know what I'm saying? I value her feelings, too. You know what I'm saying? We both Aquarius. Like, I feel when she hurt. I know when she hurt. You know what I mean? So I used to be like, man, I ain't gonna play with her. But for her to be available, because I was shocked that she still was available. Like, I didn't know she was available. I just knew she had a dude. It was my first question. Like, where your dude at? Even though I was going to try to take her. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't, because I understand you lose them how you get them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So when she was available, I just knew I wasn't going to waste no time.
I have a question for you, but we have to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue with Sean and Jessica Dine.
Okay.
Right.
Relationships
matter. Relationships matter. Welcome back to Relationships Matter. So my question for you, Jessica, because one of the things that I admire just listening to y'all's story, right, is that you didn't personalize the fact that he was in a relationship with someone else. Mm-hmm. I want to know, how did you manage it, or did it bother you? Did it have any type of effect on how you saw him? Because it doesn't sound like you took it personal.
Like I said, I didn't take it personal because I kind of knew the story behind it.
Okay.
So I felt like, okay, you know, that's what he been had going on. I felt like he was being loyal to a situation that had been loyal to him. You know what I mean?
Right, you didn't take it as a slight toward you, though. That's the part that I want to pull out. Like,
I didn't necessarily take it as a slight towards me, but as a woman, you know, we're women.
Yeah.
I did think of it like, why? You know, like, why? Not why her, because that's not, I knew why her.
Right.
But why he couldn't
change his situation.
Yeah, why he couldn't step away.
Yeah. Completely.
Completely. Because it made me feel like, okay, I really thought they probably was going to be together.
You didn't even know he was looking at or even saw you in that, the way that he said he felt. You said you didn't even know.
No. Because I knew we was friends, and I knew we always liked to link up. Every time we can, we always had the most fun. We always look out for each other. We always keep in touch. But I just never saw him leaving that other relationship. So I just never had that in my mind. So when he did come to me, that's why I was so standoffish at first, because I was just like, you in a relationship. I ain't finna do that now. That's when I was younger and I ain't on TV and all that stuff. I can't be in no scandals, you know. So I was, I'm not doing no scandals, honey. So that's what I told him. So he was like, so once I figured out he wasn't no more, I was like, okay. But at the same time, yes, I did think before we got together, I did think about that a lot. But like I said, I was just in a mind frame of he being loyal to his people. You know,
it could have went a completely different way. Like, you could have just ruined the opportunity to ever reconnect again.
Yeah, I could have been
personalized.
Yeah, had I, that's the word for it. I never knew the actual way to describe it. But yeah, if I had the attitude to where, oh, he ain't pick me then? why he picking me now?
Yeah.
If I had that attitude, yeah, we wouldn't be together right now.
But I think a lot of it too, you had your kind of your own life going on too. Like you kind of
when you
had,
was dealing with her.
Cause I dealt with her for so long through. I dealt with her through all your little dealings. You had three or four different dealings before.
That's because you wasn't available, though.
Right.
You wasn't available.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That is why.
Don't do that.
He wasn't available.
Because even when he became available, while I was even with those guys.
I ain't going to say my. They was my caliber type of guys. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no Rudy Pooh guy she dealt with. You know what I'm saying?
So no, not at all.
So I kind of knew, you know what I mean? I used to be like, well, she got her own thing going. I feel like that's why you really didn't ever confront me about it. Be like, why you just won't be with me? You never said nothing like that.
Thought it was even an option, honestly.
But I used to I know he was,
I knew once they had a baby. That too. Ooh. Once I saw y'all had a baby, I was like, oh,
shit. How did that make you feel?
I just was, it didn't make me feel sad or nothing. I just was like, oh, damn, they done had a baby. Mm-hmm. So I just was like, oh, yeah, he done. You know, that's just what you think as a woman. I'm out here, I'm having a ball. I ain't had nothing look like a kid then. So I just was like, oh, he had a baby by her now. It's over. That's what I thought.
How many people y'all think in relationships are waiting?
Waiting?
For their person.
Oh, it's probably a lot.
Everybody almost.
Yep.
No, I mean, because we need to hear that because
I really do think
that there's people out here really feeling like they don't find their person.
Mm-hmm.
Even people, like you said, even if you have a baby with somebody, that still may not be the case. There are some people that will still go as far as getting married to a person and still not really want to be with the person that they married. That's how scary that is.
Mm-hmm.
See, one thing I wasn't going to do is play with. I knew I wasn't going to marry the previous girl I dated. I wasn't going to marry her because I know what to death do us part look like because I seen my grandmother and my grandfather who was married probably for 50, 60 years. You understand what I'm saying? I seen him take her home, her deathbed, so I know what death do us part look like. And I know what it felt like me growing up with my grandparents and seeing that. So I didn't have that type of feeling. You know what I mean? But I have that type of feeling with her. It's just, I can't explain it. It's just a different type of feeling. It's different. I can't find the words to even describe it. You know what I mean?
But I'm glad you're sharing that because there are people that play with that. Mm-hmm. There are men and there are women that will play with that. They will get married. They will have kids. They'll go, but you be like, bro, you with your situation. And deep down inside, bro, they really don't want to be with that person. They settling.
Crazy.
That's how dangerous it is. That's why I wanted to talk about it, bro, because y'all's story is like, man, we knew. Mm-hmm. We need to get people to get to the point where we start shrinking down this time and then you go ahead and make whatever attempt you need to make to get with that man or get with that woman because not in y'all's situation, ain't got nothing to do with that,
mm-hmm.
but there are other people who play with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wonder why your son gonna meet somebody else's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they coming from that broken, you know, toxic, everything else that done been passed down because folks been playing with them and they picked that up. Mm-hmm. Now your son got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now your daughter got to deal with that. So, you know what I mean? That's why I wanted to talk about it because it's important. What does that look like? And I'm glad for y'all's situation, it wasn't any judgment. It was like, you know I'm with this girl. Okay, cool. But I ain't going to marry her. You still loved her. You had a baby. You did what you did. But it's like, no, that's my wife.
I'm sorry. How did you stay with someone for any length of time knowing that you was not going to marry?
My loyalty, huh? Dog. Like, I'm a queer.
If we keep coming back to that loyalty, is it that deep? You run that deep
like,
for you?
I can be, I'm one of them dudes, dog. If the ship's sinking, I'm going to stay in there with you. Types,
because you but talking like just, rest of your life loyalty.
No, it wasn't rest of my life. Like I told you, I used to talk to my cuz. I had to almost gas.
But
myself,
you know what? You know, I'm gonna just say this. And it's to his defense, because I just know. I just feel like he also was played on with loyalty. You know how people can see from afar what you're gonna be, and just lay it out for you. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like...
To stay in position.
Yeah. Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So he
it was
just
kind of like fixed. You know what
you
I'm
know
saying?
What I mean? It's just like
for both sides. It started off for both sides, just because she said I'm gonna elaborate on it. For both sides, it was a game kind of, even for me. Because mm-hmm. they came and got me out of a drug house selling drugs. You know what I'm saying? And made it to where I really didn't have to sell drugs no more. Here go everything, you know what I'm saying? And we just, it was a game for both of us kind of.
So her family.
Mm-hmm. Her family and her. And for me, it was a game. I'm telling my brother, like, they got their money. Y'all don't probably know Craig Pettis and Trail Smiles, the people from the biggest drug folks in Memphis. But it, all of them was a family. They were kind of tied in together. So I go from having to sell drugs to now they buying me NBA coach, doing all this. I got all I need. Move from South Memphis to Whitehaven. I don't have to think about where I'm going to get my Jordans and nothing from. You know what I'm saying? Her mother bought me everything.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But it was all a game to me, too. Just like it was a game to them. You understand?
And I don't know if it was a game to them. You know what I'm saying? But I just know them doing that made him be loyal for so long, even after he maybe didn't feel like that's where he wanted to be no more.
Yeah,
you understand what I mean?
I feel like they stood in the
makes perfect sense.
Gap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For me, so I'm like, look, I'm staying the gap for me. But like I say, being unhappy, though, that ain't cool. Once you get unhappy in a relationship, that's when you kind of know it's over. As I start maturing and getting older, I'm like, I ain't happy.
Because it's like you loyal. You're not even being loyal to yourself.
Oh, exactly.
When you're not happy.
Right.
Exactly. So.
Man, I love it.
Me too.
Just really, really beautiful conversation.
And just to be honest, this is the most transparent we've ever been. Yeah. So we
it's
feel comfortable.
Though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, we feel comfortable. And we appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, we appreciate y'all. And, you know, I got to always give my flowers. So regardless of anything, because, Sean, you know, me and you have been knowing each other. Golly. we came in with the, I was with the Pacers when they picked Sean up. And
rookie.
Yeah. So we've been knowing each other for a long time. So, Jessica, I've had a chance to, from afar, witness the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, as a man, bro, I told you privately, I think it's important to say it in front of your wife, man, but I'm proud of you.
And
I love you, dog. I think that you are a great example of a man and what you've overcome, bro, because it ain't about perfection, but you've been real and you've been you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not enough men in the world that stand on that because they too busy changing and shifting, bro, but you have been you. And to watch you grow as a man, to watch you grow as a husband, you know, listening to you talk about your wife, your beautiful kids, it's encouraging to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's also really dope and beautiful to see that because you deserve it, bro. Because I know about your story.
Right.
You know, I know a lot about you. I know a lot about so many things. So just want to say thank you and queen to you. You know, you got a beautiful story, too.
Thank you.
What I mean? And no matter what you've endured, you know what I'm saying, you've been able to make it look very classy, very sexy.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you're a wife, you're a mother, you're a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. You know, even for him to take a back seat and just be like, for a lot of men, especially where he come from, a lot of men can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men, because of their pride and ego, but that man is pushing you.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so beautiful and so
it
powerful.
Is.
So you both as a couple, thank you. I'm glad that we were able to finally get y'all to come sit on this, on these chairs.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, y'all are doing this thing together and showing the world a different, you know, point of view of the Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you.
No problem. And
again, we glad y'all came, man. Y'all are part of this family. You know, hope y'all enjoyed this thing as much as we did. And we are signing out. Relationships matter. You dig? Relationships matter.